Warm on a 1.3. It's Restoration Wellness presenting Dr. Matt and Wellness Wednesday. So far, I've talked about garlic and coconut oil as antiviral foods. You said you had one more for me. What is it?
All right, we're closing it out with ginger. Ginger. Just an incredible food. And this is a neat one because I mentioned with the garlic conversation prior that you want to try to get this as fresh as possible, so to speak, but we kind of expect we're going to cook it. There are certainly a lot of dishes you can prepare with a cooked ginger, and that works very nicely. But this might be one that you could get away with sneaking in. Personally, I really love putting fresh ginger, raw ginger, in a smoothie. I mean, a little goes a long way, but that could really, again, amplify the benefits because we're really eating it, in its raw state. So it's a wonderful way to go there, or again, cook with it if it suits you better. But one really neat particular note about the way that ginger is positive in terms of its antiviral properties, we've seen that this particular food does very, very good, especially in respiratory cases. So, that's a little bit more on people's mind, and ginger has some additional natural properties that really help to stop the body's need for that typical response where you get all that phlegm and junk in the upper respiratory system. So very, very helpful food right now. And just a quick conversation to step over to the supplement side. There are a lot of ginger-based supplements. And while you would preserve some of the positive benefits, you really do. Again, there's kind of a big fall off because once you powder a ginger, you're just not going to get nearly that same benefit.
Yeah. All right. Dr. Matt, Wellness Wednesday's here on Warm on 1.3. Thank you very much.